presents Cursor's Fury by Jim Butcher. Read by Kate Redding. Prologue. Men plan, fate laughs. From the writings of Gaius Quartus, first lord of Alera. Tavi made a steeple of his fingers and stared down at the ludus board. Squares of black and white lay in 11 rows of 11, and painted lead figurines, also of black and white, stood in serried ranks upon them. A second board, 5 squares by 5, rested on a little metal rod, its center over the lower board's center, occupied by only a few pieces. Casualties of war sat on the table beside the board. Mid-game was well underway, and the pieces were approaching the point where exchanges and sacrifices would have to be made, leading into the end game. It was the nature of ludus. Tavi's dark legions had taken heavier losses than his opponents, but he held a stronger position. So long as he kept the game running in his favor, and provided his opponent wasn't laying some kind of fiendish trap Tavi had overlooked, he stood an excellent chance of victory. He picked up